Well, today marks the final day for our features on this year's winners of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards as we head to ACME for a chat with producer Kendra Donnelly. Kendra won in a brand new category this year, the Maverick. These are the risk takers who try new things, challenge stereotypes, and drive progress in the ag industry. Kendra is the president of Kiera Cattle and Consulting and has led transformative projects such as the Biodigester Initiative for the management of manure. We asked her about her business.
My dad and I and some of my siblings, we feed cattle in feedlots in Alberta and in Nebraska. So we own and operate with our partners, both on the feed yards and in cattle feeding. So we are looking at upgrading our manure. So what's, I guess, different is we've been working on upgrading our manure through biodigestion to produce renewable natural gas. So we've been working at it since 2019 and looking at how we can add more value to our manure. And that's what we looked at doing, is doing that through biodigestion.
When you first started looking into this, was it something that you said, hey, this is really something that we can get involved in and help ourselves at the same time?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were looking at it. Obviously, the economics have to work in order to do any sort of large project like this. So we wanted to fully understand the economics around biodigestion, but then obviously the environmental and social side too, we were pretty excited about. We recognize that manure can create odor and can be a nuisance at times. So we were looking at ways that we could reduce odor and really manage our nutrients from the manure in a more effective way. So we don't lose nutrients in this process. So that's great for our farmland, but also our neighbors have farmland. It's a really good organic nutrient source. But then also we're pulling the methane out, you know, making that pipeline spec so we can inject that into our natural gas pipeline network that we have here in Alberta. So we're producing renewable natural gas in order to fund the capital expenditure to have the biodigester.
How long have you been involved in the cattle industry yourself? When you started, did you think that something like this was possible?
You know, it's one of those things that thinking kind of creatively and differently is always an exciting thing in general. So I've been feeding cattle and part of the feedlot industry, well, 10 years as an owner, but prior to that, I worked for a consulting firm that consulted for the feedlot industry. So been involved for 20 years, probably. I'm still young, though. Well, in my mind, I feel young. So, you know, it's exciting to think, you know, how can you bolt on businesses to your main business that makes sense, right? Both in an economic way, in a social way, in an environmental way. Obviously, we've had a huge learning curve and we've been at this since 2019. But that's good, right? Like, that's part of the journey, is to learn and adapt and adjust your way of thinking. It's not going to be exactly how you envisioned it at the beginning, but hopefully you can find the right path forward as you do more and more due diligence and understand that space.
For people who don't know what biodigestion is, maybe you can explain it, you know, in a nutshell, what biodigestion is and what you guys do exactly.
So I'm no engineer or scientist by any means, so bear with me here. But the simple way of thinking about it is we take our manure and put it in essentially a tank with a membrane that captures the methane. So we agitate the manure and mix it around. And there is a biological process that goes with that creates biogas. That biogas is, you know, mostly methane, pure methane and CO2. So we scrub the CO2 off that biogas so that it's pure methane, just like natural gas. And so it meets the pipeline spec to be injected into our natural gas pipeline network here in Alberta. So what's unique about this is that we are in Alberta where we produce a lot of natural gas. So we have the pipeline network to get the natural gas to market. And that's a critical piece, right? Ultimately, you need to get that gas to market. And the cheapest way to transport it is through pipeline. So we're lucky enough to have these pipeline networks near our feed yards, so that when we produce our renewable natural gas, we can get it to market through injecting into the pipeline network.
And you guys are located where?
So the first biodigester that we would like to build is near High River, Alberta, and then the second one is in Nebraska. And then we have other feed yards that we are looking at it, but haven't done significant due diligence on yet.
Are you finding that a lot of people in the cattle industry are very excited about this? I guess in addition to the neighbors around the feedlots as well.
I think so. I think not only does it make us more competitive because the cattle feeding industry competes globally, right? We need to stay competitive. So I think that's an exciting thing. But then also just you've identified the environmental piece and social piece with reduction of odor and having a really, I'm just as excited about what's called the digest state. And the digest state has all the nutrient profile like manure has. So it's still a really great product for the farmland nearby, but it just doesn't have that odor associated to it.
Your business, is it Kiera Cattle and Consulting? Am I saying that right?
That's right. Yeah. So that's a vehicle that I use to work under. And my husband and I own that company to work with all these different companies that we work with, mostly feedlots.
So what is your main role with the company then? What do you essentially oversee?
My background, I guess, is in accounting and finance and HR. So that's where I've really, in the last 20 years, have focused most of my attention is in that area of the business. And then now business development strategy and kind of understanding how to make these projects move forward, get these projects off the ground, has been another kind of piece of my role.
Just kind of in conjunction with the fact that it was a Women in Ag Award and that they're calling you the Maverick for the first, I guess, initial Maverick winner for this particular award in that category. Do you see this is going to become really the norm for women in agriculture, or have women have been doing this for a long time already, taking the initiative and being in charge of these things and handling a big aspect of these businesses?
I'm very fortunate to be around a lot of women in my lifetime anyways that have similar roles as I am now playing. So I think it's been happening, and my colleagues now, I work with a lot of really smart and progressive women. So I think that's exciting. I think it's been happening, but maybe it's being recognized more and more within the agriculture and agri-food industry. So that's exciting for sure.
That's Kendra Donnelly of the Acme region, who won AFSC's Women in Ag Award this year in the Maverick category. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.